Title: Pitch Step Jungle Bass Phrases Beginner. Alright, let's build one of the most satisfying bassline styles in jungle and drum and bass, pitch stepped bass phrases. These are those classic lines that don't really sing like a melody, they kind of talk. They jump between just a few notes, in a tight rhythm, with short hits, little glides here and there, and very clear steps that lock into the drums. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a usable 4-to-8 bar bass phrase that rolls like a real roller. We'll do it with stock Ableton devices. Keep the sub solid, add a controlled mid layer, and make it sit with drums using sidechain. Let's go. First, quick setup so we're not fighting the project. Set your tempo to the drum and bass zone, 170 to 175 BPM. I'm going to pick 174. Leave groove or swing off for now. We want the bass super tight at first, and we can add feel later if we need it. Now create a MIDI track and name it Jungle Bass. Next, pick a key and keep it simple. Dark minor keys are your friend here. Let's choose F minor. And here's a beginner superpower in Ableton. Drop the scale MIDI effect on the bass track, set it to a minor scale. This isn't cheating. It's like putting bumpers on a bowling lane while you learn the rhythm and the pocket. You can always remove it later when your ears are stronger. Now we need a bass instrument that can do clean sub, but also respond well to step notes. Load Waveatable on the jungle bass track. For oscillator 1, choose basic shapes and pick a sine or near sine shape. Turn oscillator 2 off for now. We're starting pure, because the groove and the stepping are the focus. Go to the amp envelope. Set attack really fast, like 0 to 3 milliseconds. Set decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain can be very low, even all the way down to minus infinity, if you want it super plucky, or around minus 12 dB if you want a bit more body. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. What you're aiming for is that tight bup note that gets out of the way quickly. Jungle bass lines often feel punchy not because they're loud, but because they don't hang around and smear all over the drums. Now let's make it speak on smaller speakers, without ruining the sub. After Waveatable, add saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, and then trim the output so you're not clipping. The goal is just a little harmonic content, not fuzz. After saturator, add auto filter. Choose a low pass filter with 24 dB slope. Put the cutoff somewhere between 200 and 600 Hz to start, and keep resonance subtle, like 5 to 15%. Cool. Sound is ready enough to write the phrase. Now we program the core, the pitch stepped pattern. Make a 1 bar MIDI clip. Set your grid to 1/16. And here is the main concept. Rhythm first. Pitch stepping is not about writing an impressive bass melody. It's about creating a hypnotic rhythm where the notes hop between a small interval palette. Let's use a classic staggered pattern as a starting point. Put hits at 1.1, 1.2.3, 1.3, and 1.4.2. Keep most note lengths short, around a 16th to an 8th. Think tap tap tap, not BYA. Now pick just 3 or 4 step notes in F minor. Start with F1 as your root, then Ab1, which is the minor third above, then C2. The fifth. And if you want one extra color note, use Ab2 once in a while. Here's a fast writing method. Put F1 on most hits, then replace one or two hits with Ab1 and C2. And at the end of the bar, return to F1. That return home move is a huge part of why jungle bass feels stable and rolling even when it's moving. As you listen, don't ask is this a good melody? Ask does this feel like it's stepping? You want obvious jumps. Root minor, third, fifth, back home. Now let's add a little jungle flavor. Glide, but tastefully. In Waveatable, enable portamento or glide. Set the mode to legato, and set the time to somewhere between 30 and 90 milliseconds. Now, and this is important, glide only happens when notes overlap in legato mode. So overlap only a couple of note transitions in your MIDI clip. Just one or two overlaps in the bar. Rule of thumb. Glide is a spice. If you put it on every note, it stops sounding like steps and starts sounding like a sloppy slide bass. We once stepped with attitude, not falling down the stairs. At this point you should have a 1-bar loop that feels rhythmic and percussive, and the pitch changes should read like intentional moves, not random notes. Now we make it mix-ready the drum and bass way. Split the bass into sub and mid. Duplicate the track so you have two copies. Name one bass SUB and the other bass MID. We're going to keep the sub clean and mono, and put the character and distortion in the mids where it's easier to control. On bass sub, add EQ8, low pass around 120 to 160 Hz. The idea is, everything above that gets removed. Also, reduce or remove distortion on the SUB. Distorting the sub-range often makes the low end unstable and uneven, and that's the opposite of what you want in drum and bass. Add utility on the sub and set width to 0%. Mono sub, always a good habit. On bass mid, add EQ8 and high pass around 120 to 160 HE. Now this layer can get dirty without wrecking the foundation. Add overdrive or saturator on the mid. For overdrive, set tone around 30 to 60%, drive somewhere like 20 to 50%, and dynamics around 20 to 40%. Keep it controlled. If you want extra grit, add AB after that, something like rock or heavy, but keep the drive modest. We're not trying to turn it into a guitar solo, we're just giving it teeth. Quick teacher tip, after distortion on the mid, do a little EQ shaping. If it feels boxy, cut a bit around 200 to 350 Hz. If it needs to speak, a gentle bell boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help the stepping translate on phone or laptop speakers. Now group sub and mid together into a group called bass bus. On the bass bus, add glue compressor for gentle cohesion. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This should feel like it tightens the bass, not crushes it. Now the big one. Sidechain to the kick so the groove breathes. On the bass bus, add a normal compressor after the glue. Turn on sidechain, choose your kick track, set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see maybe 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. And listen. The goal is simple. The kick punches through without you turning it up, and the bass feels like it rolls around it. Shorter release will pump more, longer release will feel smoother. Tune this to the drum groove. Now that we have a one-bar loop, let's make it into an actual phrase that sounds like a track, not a loop. Duplicate your MIDI clip out to 8 bars. Here's a super usable 8-bar blueprint. Bars 1 to 2. Keep it simple and stable. Let the listener learn the pattern. Bars 3 to 4. Add one extra step note one time, just once. For example, drop EB 2 on a single hit. Bars 5 to 6. Call and response. That can mean leaving a gap, then answering with a C2 hit. Silence is part of the groove. Bars 7 to 8. Variation and reset. Bar 7 can be slightly busier rhythmically, and bar 8 should simplify and land on F1 at the end. A really good mindset here is one change per 2 bars. Don't rewrite the bass every bar. Jungle rollers stay hypnotic, because they commit to a small idea and let tiny changes feel huge. Now add subtle automation that feels like a living bass line. On the bass MID auto filter, automate the cutoff slightly over the 8 bars. Something like 250 Hz up to 700 Hz is plenty. And here's the trick. Don't do a giant EDM sweep. Keep it mostly stable for 2 to 4 bars, then make a small scene change for the next chunk. Now, some extra coach moves that make this feel professional even at beginner level. First, think interval palette, not melody. Pick 3 notes and commit. If your bass keeps changing note choices, it stops feeling like jungle and starts feeling like a random bass line. Second, make the bass answer the snare. If your snare is on 2 and 4, try placing your step note right after it, like the 16th after 2.1 or 4.1. That makes the bass feel conversational with the drums. Third, audit note endings. Beginners focus on note starts, but the groove often comes from how quickly your notes get out of the way. If something feels messy, shorten notes that overlap the kick tail or the snare body. Fourth, velocity is groove control. Even if the synth isn't super velocity sensitive yet, you can make it that way. In Waveitable, map velocity to amp level or to filter envelope amount so harder hits bite more. Then use a simple pattern, stronger on downbeats, lighter on offbeats. It makes the phrase breathe. Fifth, micro-timing. Without adding swing, you can nudge one or two MIDI notes a few milliseconds late, like 1 to 8 ms. Only one or two hits. This adds weight while staying tight at 174. Now let's cover common mistakes, so you can avoid the usual beginner traps. If you fill every 16th note, the drums lose impact. Leave pockets. If you don't return to the root often, the phrase won't feel grounded. If you glide every note, it turns into a messy slide line. If you distort your sub, your low end gets unstable, and if you ignore note length, the groove won't lock. Short notes are punchy. Long notes smear. Now a quick mini practice exercise, because this skill levels up fast with repetition. Stay at 174 BPM, stay in F minor, keep the same bass sound, make 3 separate 1-bar clips. Clip A, only F1 and AB1. Clip B, only F1 and C2. Clip C, F1, Ab 1, C 2, and use Ab 2 once per bar as a spice note. For each clip, change note lengths, and add only one glide transition. Then choose your favorite and expand it to 8 bars with that blueprint. Stable, tiny variation, call and response, then reset. If you want a bigger challenge after that, build a 16-bar section with 2 patterns, and a clip and a B clip. Keep the rhythm the same, but change exactly 2 note choices in B. Add 1 turnaround bar at bar 8 or 16, maybe a quick octave hit like F1 to F2, or a super short chromatic pass like E into F. Then add a tiny 1/8 beat gap before the loop restarts. That stop-and-go moment reads huge in jungle. Alright, recap. Pitch step jungle bass is rhythm first, with a few strong interval jumps. Use a clean chain, wave eatable or operator into a touch of saturation, into filtering, then sidechain. Split into SUB and MID so your low end stays stable and your character stays controllable. Arrange with small variations over 8 bars, not constant reinvention. And use glide and automation sparingly. Tight and rolling wins. When you're ready, tell me what vibe you're aiming for. Early 90s ragga jungle, 2000s rollers, or modern heavier jungle. And I'll suggest a tight 3-note palette and a simple bite macro mapping, so you can move from intro to drop like a real DJ-friendly arrangement.